Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled An Angel Kiss.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." The Gospel of the Lord. So, given that Luke has an angel saying some very similar words to Mary at the Annunciation a few chapters earlier in this gospel, Jesus' response to this woman strikes me as a little cranky. So I decided to dig in a bit, and I got to thinking about my son, Jeremy, who arrived in this world with dark hair, except for one spot on the top of his head that was white as snow. When he was little, I'd always say to him, "Oh, that's where the angel kissed you." And then I'd kiss him right in that place. He's quite a bit older now, and his hair is even darker, but that white lock is still there. Now, I didn't create that angel kiss, just like we don't choose really anything about the children who are born to us. A pregnant woman doesn't choose to release the hormones that begin labor. She doesn't choose to begin the flow of milk. These things just are. In most circumstances, we don't choose our children any more than we can choose our own brown or green or blue eyes or knobby knees or random spot of unpigmented hair on the top of our heads. And as most parents know, our kids can be all too eager to point out that they didn't choose us. What we can choose is who we are and how we are with those children as they learn to do the same in the world and with us. So Jesus is, in a sense, pointing out that this woman in the crowd is blessing things that just are, when she could bless things we can choose, like hearing and obeying the word of God. So that's part of Jesus's reply, blessing those who hear God's word and obey it. But if you think that Jesus is maybe disrespecting his mom here, think again, because Mary did choose. She did hear the word of God. She did obey it. And Jesus knows this. So he's also blessing her as one who hears and obeys. And you know what else? You bear the kiss of angels as well. You've chosen too. You've heard the word. You're doing your best to obey it. And today, Jesus Christ blesses you.